So when I think about the word quilt, I think about tapestry, and it kind of goes back to what I said earlier about community, that fashion is such a complex and complicated thing, because it's not only about our stories, but it's about our identities, our self-images, but then also so many different elements go into creating a piece that we actually love. I think one of the things I love about fashion is that it's the thing that ties everybody together. It's why I call my company the Common Thread Project, because fashion is a way it's a means to tie you to your community. Before I moved to New York, I was living all over the world, but I had most recently had lived in Florida. I wore tons of color. I moved to New York, my closet became entirely black. And that's because every time I walked out of my home, everybody around me in Manhattan was wearing black. And subconsciously, not only was I, you know, asserting my membership into this Manhattan hub that's now my home, but I was being influenced and impacted. And so for me, you say quilt, but I think thread and I think tapestry. And it's just fashion is a way that ties people together. There's a lot of different ways we feel community very innately when we see strangers on the road. It might be a similar hairstyle. It might be the color of our skin, but also our style. Like if I see a woman on the train who's wearing something that I myself, an outfit that I myself would love to wear, I feel akin to her. I feel the closest to her, even though I don't know her name. I don't know who she is. I don't know her walks in life. I don't know her history. I feel connected to her because her clothing makes sense to me. And that means that it's a reflection. She's reflecting to me things about myself that I believe. And so clothing to me is just fashion. It's just style is just, it's complicated. And I think one of the saddest things about fashion, it's gotten this really bad rep as being a very like superficial industry, but it's not. To me, it's one of the deepest industries because I know how you feel about yourself based on how you dress. I know what you care about based on how you dress. I know what communities you feel membership in because of how you're dressed. So for me, in the ways that a quilt is usually patchwork that tells your history, right? That's the history of a quilt. Like your mom will pull blankets from when you're a baby and make a patch from that. Clothing is that way. Maybe a value that you gain from your mom, which might be like extreme femininity, your clothing exemplifies that. Maybe your best friend in college puts you on to a watch company that you really love. The things that we wear are reflections of different parts of our history. And in similar to a quilt, it's our patches, it's our story, it's our history, it's our aspiration, it's our future. But it's as complicated as a quilt and it tells as rich of a story. And funnily enough, quilts are made out of fabric, so that tie-in is even there within itself. But yeah, when I think of the word quilt, I think about the ways that fashion connects us to not only the things that we care about the most in the world, but to ourselves. Like fashion is, it's funny because I see fashion as art more than I see it as like a sartorial thing. But it's the most important artwork because it's something that you paint every day. Every morning you wake up and you figure out what you're going to wear to tell that particular story that you want to tell for that day. I have a lot of friends who are painters. They could work on a piece for a month and then they could not paint for the next 6 months. Every single morning you wake up and you're self-authoring yourself with your clothing, whether you're conscious of it or not. Every single morning you're waking up and you're thinking, this is what I have on my itinerary for today. What is the outfit that's going to best fit into that? And so it's such a reflection of like who you are, what the day is, but more importantly, what you want to tell to the world. And so that complicated narrative to me is a tapestry in the same way that a quilt would be.